Sí. So we welcome another guest that's come to us today. Sai Baba has brought this person or this being. I am not known to you. I have come from a long way away. But I come because it is time for the history of your earth to be released. And this is happening. I am not the one that you think of as impish. Nor am I the one that you think of as the elemental. Mercurial. No. I come from when the time of your earth was first created. I am female, if you like, but they are male also. And we are the race of the birds. There is a cosmic race that are very much like a bird to look at. They have a beak for a nose. They have a head. They have ears. They are very like your birds that fly on the earth. They are male and female, and they mate, some very lovingly, some not so. We are human-like. We walk as a human does. Our arms are our wings. But we have feet and legs. And so I would like you to think of birds from now on as inheriting the DNA and energy and consciousness from the bird people, of whom I am one. We worked with the hierarchy that exists in the cosmos, and we followed direction from them, and we helped to bring the necessary elemental and chemistry and energy, because it was easily gathered up with our wings and held and then spread, but also with the mind. Because like birds on your earth, we were able to fly. We had no limit, just as your birds do now on earth. They are the only ones whose feet do not necessarily touch the earth, but they live in the atmosphere of the earth. We are the ancestors of these beautiful creations. And I would like you to look at the birds that are on your earth and respect them and know that they can communicate with you if you allow them. They will have a different way of communicating, but they will communicate and give you a message if you allow them. For they allow spirits from human that are no longer on the earth to come into their bodies and give a message from that human spirit. But then the human spirit leaves, and they are then the inheritors of the bird race, of which I come. We have, in our place of home, if I can say, a way of living which is very similar to the human, in that we have families, we have children, we have relationships. Some even commit to one another for a lifetime and have their babies. But the others around also mother or father the babies. And it's so, it is quite tribal. They always want to care for the little ones because they know they carry on the race that exists. And we come from another place altogether. Not just another planet, but another consciousness, another level, a dimension, if you like. It is very colorful. It is like a rainbow. And you understand and know rainbows. And it has been said that the rainbow upon your earth is the closest thing that you will ever see with human eyes as coming from the world of light. But then the light from the sun also permeates the earth. And so the stones within the earth, like the emeralds and the diamonds and the sapphires and the pinks and the golds, the yellow, all these beautiful colors that are so more intent than the rainbow colors, also exist, but in the darkness, you would say. But the energy infiltrates from the sun onto the earth. We as a race, we're all part of helping to create this planet. And we ask you to look after the planet and care for it had a mission. It was planned to be a Garden of Eden, which is a sound which we use to help it come together. You may not quite understand that, but I would like you to use your imagination. For imagination is a nation of images, and it has much learning in that nation. Images are like a language. In fact, it is a language. For the light that came with the beginning of creation of all was the opportunity to see and feel and know images. And so that is truly the beginning of the language of light. Now birds know this very well and they understand it and they sing. And if you listen closely, some of the songs that the birds sing can lift you into another world. Another dimension, and you can hear what would seem like angels singing, and that is who we are. I will leave you with that thought. Thank you, my beloved children. Thank you for allowing me to visit you this day. I come on wings of love, and I spread it always. And I hope you will do the same. For you have shoulders, and the shoulders are where your wings once were in the human body. So spread your wings and share that energy of universal love. Thank you, my dear one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.